following is a meeting with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on October 12, 1977 in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India.
Takamaraj has come. The Michael.
So, what did he want?
Since I left you in Bombay, then I returned and presented the show cause to the additional district magistrate. And he looked at it and postponed it till November 18th. When he postponed, so as far as that goes, there's nothing until November 18th. Then I think Bhavananda Maharaj gave the report about the court. They reduced the bail restriction on the devotees. I went on a tour of Orissa to the two temples there, Bhubaneswar and Bhadrak. In Bhubaneswar, they have nice garden. And about six or seven devotees. They had a nice Vyas Pooj and Janmashtami festival.
The magistrate wants my pigeon?
No. It's not required that you come here. Everyone says that there's no case for that. There's a room. The previous ABM said that the person that was doing it is this women district magistrate. That woman is quite inimical to us. So there's very strong talk that after Durga Puja she'll be transferred. If she's transferred, then our situation would become much better, I hope, by Krishna's mercy. She's just trying to harass us, but actually she has no legal scope. Indian Overseas Bank came out, the additional general manager to Mayapur. He's very eager to open up the branch at Mayapur also, because they have already in Bombay, I think they have here also. I don't know. But he was eager to open the branch there. They have made some application. The central bank sent a letter, withdrew their application for opening the bank. Right now the Gurukul... They had just finished their examinations. Their examinations were writing an English sentence in Sanskrit and writing Sanskrit in English and similar type tests. Most of the students got 70% on the examination. Then about the bigger children went out on Sankirtan with the two traveling parties, one to Darjeeling. In Darjeeling they sold 7,000 books in less than 10 days. They had very good reception in Darjeeling. And one party is still in Bihar. They did 4,000 books.
Bengali.
In Bihar they were doing the border of Bengal Bihar, so they did both Hindi and Bengali. And in Darjeeling they did Bengali. Every day we're getting about 20 letters in the mail for people who want to be devotees or want to subscribe to the magazine. They get a big stack of mail. So there's a lot of interest from the books.
To utilize them properly.
Now there's 80 boys in the gurukul. And they're all very bright-faced, chant very nicely. And the other temple that Lokanath Swami had begun in Orissa, Bhadrak, there they also had a nice program during Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja, which I visited there. There it's in a small town, and it's about 200 feet from the side of a small river. All the local people there are very favorable and very cooperative. So they help in all the functions.
What is that place?
That's in Balasore district. It's about 30 miles south of Balasore. It's a 3-hour bus ride from Bhubaneswar north. There is a Gaur Gopal mandir there that was being managed by a disciple of Parbat Maharaj, disciple of Parbat Maharaj. Lokanath Swami had written to you about that they wanted to donate the temple plus 24 bighas of land. And you had replied back that he should accept it. So he left 3 men there from his party, and they registered the land in your name, including the mandir. At that place, Lord Chaitanya had visited on occasion, going back and forth between Bengal...
Baripada. That place is called Baripada?
Now it's called Bhadrak.
Oh.
There, just a few hundred yards from the place of the mandir, is the place where Lord Chaitanya sat, where he was staying for 5 days when he was there. Then another, about 2 miles away, on another occasion, he stayed at a Radha, Madana Mohana, or some mandir, and left. And so, Lord Chaitanya has been going there on occasion. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It mentions the place. And the people who have given us the temple, they are the descendants of the devotee with whom Lord Chaitanya stayed with. They're the same family. And so they're very enthusiastic and they want to give all help. They made a couple, although it's a small place, they've already made a couple of members, life patron members. And they're trying to collect donations. There's a college there, and some of the professors of the college come regularly to the temple, and they are chanting japa. And they're bringing their students and other colleagues.
Good field.
Yes, although it's a village-type area, it seems to be a good field. The people are not at all envious, but quite cooperative. Also, just about a quarter mile from the mandir, there's a goshala, which has got 33 acres, about 100 bighas of land, and about 100 cows. Cows are the not-so-good cows, but the has nice paka buildings and good facilities. It's managed by some Marwaris. So they're willing to give that over to us in the future if we want. It's very nearby the temple. When I was there, I gave a lecture at one temple and about 200-300 people came without any advertisement. Then Haridaspur, at their Janmashtami festival, they had 2,000 people came. They had a huge crowd. And everyone The villagers, they organized the whole thing there. The leaders gathered firewood, helped with distribution. We sent some devotees from Mayapur. Bhakti Prabhav Swami sends his obeisances to your Divine Grace. They want that the case be dropped and that they be given jobs like before. They are sending messenger requesting that there should be some type of agreement whereby the charges against them are dropped, the case is dropped, and that they're given the old jobs back.
The charges are made by the government. We cannot draw. Do you follow?
Yes. The charges can be dropped by us, but if the two parties make a type of compromise agreement and file a petition to the court.
Now the fight is not between them and us. The fight is between government and them.
Many barristers in Calcutta say that if due to political pressure, this or that, some people come and ask us to try to file a petition for dropping charges, that there's no need to do that because the case is well in our favor.
If you drop, they get opportunity.
Yes. No, we have no intention to drop the charges. Otherwise, that will not clear our name. The day I returned, the Secretary General, or rather the General Secretary of the State Congress Party, Mr. K.K. Sukla, he just happened to visit our mandir, and he heard the whole story. And he said that politically, he'll give whatever support he can. And once they get, if they get back into any power, then he will see that our programs get full assistance. Then our lawyer told us that he has been talking to some ministers in the present communist government, and they're saying that they're willing to support our movement if we get, if we do some works that are beneficial, you know, for the people. No, I'm not saying that we're not doing any so far, but you know, for any future other things like the bridges or the schemes we have, they're willing to give us support for those. by your mercy, everything is gradually changing around. The tantric astrologer there, he gave some predictions.
I did that.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, he had told Bhavananda that he would be called to Vrindavan and that all the GBCs or leaders of the society would be called to Vrindavan to see your divine grace. He said that actually your divine grace is a pure Vaishnava and like a type of avatar, empowered person of Krishna, so that he shouldn't really speak anything because he's simply a tantric type of astrologer, because you are able to change your fate or change the according to your desire. He predicted that all the GBCs would be coming. He said that up to the November 28th is the last day of this sickness, and that after that, then your sickness, you would take a month or so to fully recuperate. And then from January on, you'd be quite healthy again. And for at least 7 years, you wouldn't have any trouble with health. The big day, he put the biggest day at November 28th.
Worst day, the worst day.
Well, that's the end of the bad period.
I never make that day.
Why? That's just his. He may or may not be accurate on that.
What is the occurrence of that day?
He said that that's the last day of the.
That's the day Venus changes houses.
Is it?
That's the day Venus changes houses.
He said that he is praying that Krishna will keep you here. Because out of pure devotee in the world, then everything becomes dark. West Bengal Council for Child Welfare and the West Bengal Government Health Department inspector came out and inspected our distribution. We have 5 centers where we distribute 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, the foodstuff, the wheat and other thing given by the government. We prepare that and offer it to the deity and distribute that from our temple as well as from a nearby village. The local villagers help to distribute. Right now, 1,200 people are taking every day. So they were very satisfied with the arrangement. And one of the centers is Mayapur village. They had been refusing to take. And he said, will you just change and put into another village? He says, they're not the only poor people in the world. any other village can take. They are very favorable to our program. They've given us a full quota that daily 1,846 people can get food. And they'll bear the costs. Of grain and oil, etc.
What is this preparation?
It's wheat that's chipped. It's called bulgur wheat. It's wheat that's chipped into small pieces so that it's then it's like oversized suji, about three times the size of suji. And that's just boiled and cooked with oil and some gur and spices. Or it can also be cooked with vegetables and spices. It's the supposed to be nutritious, healthy, strength-giving food. Mayapur Muslims tried to get the other Muslims in other villages not to take it because it was being given by us. But they said, why we shouldn't take? Just because they have trouble, you giving them trouble doesn't mean we shouldn't take. So now they've all rebelled and they're all taking the prasad. He gave us an address where we can get powdered milk, possibly also.
It is mixed with powder milk.
What we have right now isn't mixed with powdered milk. We want to mix powdered milk with it, but this department ran out of powdered milk, so another department has it. This is, yeah, they give oil to cook it in, like halva type. Vegetable oil. It's like the cereal that they have in the West, in America, in some places. Like Dalia.
Oh.
Dalia, they call in Western India.
Take it really seriously?
Yes.
They can take.
Well, the government calculates that each person gets 80 grams of dalia and 7 grams of oil. And when that's cooked, that comes to nearly about 400 or 500 grams cooked per head. It's about 3 kg of clay cups, 3-4 clay cups.
Minutes, you could clear all that mucus out. It would come out much easier. Could we do that?
Yes.
Yes.